China has been a manufacturing powerhouse for decades. In addition to the huge numbers of quality products it has made, the country's various booming industries have cultivated many highly skilled workers. In this edition of Footprints, we're going to meet two accomplished workers in the field of welding.
I remember there were a lot of people in the lobby of the hotel we were staying. I received the news that I came top in the welding competition. Overjoyed, the two members of my support team and I hugged one another and cried.
Zheng Zhengchao is in his 20s and was the first Chinese representative to ever win a gold medal in welding at the World Skills Competition, dubbed the Olympics in Vocational Skills.
The bogies are a key component of high-speed trains. The Fuxing high-speed train runs at 350 kilometers an hour. For each of its bogies, there are about 1,000 welded seams. For the safety of the train and its passengers, no single defect in the welding is allowed.
Li Wanjun, who is in his 50s, ensures safety on the world's largest and ever-expanding high-speed railway network through his excellent welding skills. Stay tuned to hear more stories about their work and life.
You've been listening to Footprints.
Zheng Zhengchao was born in the village of Miyi County in southwest China's Sichuan province in December 1995. At the age of 15, he left his home to study welding at Panzhihua Vocational College, about a two-hour drive away. Now a welding master, Zheng recalls that he never imagined how physically tough the job could be when he first entered the occupation.
Studying welding is a tough job. When I was learning at college in the beginning, my eyes would often get hurt by the welding arcs, which are much stronger than the ultraviolet light of the sun. If you look at a welding arc with the naked eye, your vision will be impaired. At night, you can feel the pain in your eyes more intensely. It's as though your eyes are filled with sand. Tears continuously come out of your eyes.
Many of his fellow students were overwhelmed by the toughness and danger involved in welding. Of his 40 classmates, half gave up after just one day of learning. But Zheng stuck to it. Zhou Shuchun, a welding teacher at the Panzhihua Vocational College, found potential in the young man.
Zheng Zhengchao didn't talk much. He just worked very hard. He's that kind of hard-working man. He can stay cool when faced with difficulties and challenges. He is calm and prudent.
Zhou says these qualities are the foundation for an outstanding welder, which not only requires skill, but also patience. Under his guidance, Zheng practiced welding day after day to grasp and improve his welding skills. After 2 years of intense training, Zheng graduated from the vocational college and was recruited as a welder by the China 19th Metallurgical Corporation, which is based in the city of Chengdu. Joining the fleet of welders at the company, Zheng soon distinguished himself through his welding skills and seriousness about his work. He was soon recommended by the company to take part in the selection process for a Chinese welder to represent China at the 42nd World Skills Competition, which was to be held in the German city of Leipzig in July 2013. He competed with many outstanding welders from across China to get the one and only ticket for the Vocational Olympics, as the World Skills Competition allows only one contestant in one subject from each country. Unfortunately, he only reached the shortlist of 10 outstanding welders to be further screened to represent China at the Leipzig competition. The setback didn't dampen Zheng's determination to become a superb welder. In early 2013, Zheng was sent to Bangladesh to work on a construction project where he gained experience working in unfamiliar circumstances. Moreover, he made use of his free time to hone his skills. 2 years later, the selection for a welder to represent China at the 43rd World Skills Competition began. With richer experience and improved skills, he succeeded this time in becoming China's representative in welding at the international competition scheduled to be held in Sao Paulo in August 2015. Months before the event, he went to Beijing to prepare for the contest. At a training camp in the Chinese capital city, he got up at 6:30 every morning and underwent a 40-minute physical training exercise. After that, he went through long hours of intense training in welding, often until midnight. 1 month before the Sao Paulo competition, a welding machine was transported from the United States to China. The machine was to help Chinese welders become familiar with foreign welding machines. Zhen, with only a junior middle school education, had to first learn how to read the English operation manual. Learning English, fine-tuning the machine, and doing trial welding work, Zhen worked hard day after day. He also had to do constant physical exercise to improve the strength and steadiness of his arms and hands, which Zhen explains is very important for the quality of welding work.
If we shake our hands even slightly when we are welding, defects will occur, such as slags and blowholes in the welded seams.
Liu Jingfeng, one of his tutors, recalls that Zhen had made Herculean efforts to train himself to perfect his overall welding skills.
Zhen was very anxious during the training process. He lost more than 5 kilograms in weight within 1 month. We could see his face shrink from a round shape to a rectangular shape, but he didn't give up and persisted.
With unusual determination, Zhen overcame one obstacle after another and finally got ready to travel to Sao Paulo for the 43rd World Skills Competition. How did he perform on the world stage? Was his road to a world champion of welding smooth? Stay tuned to find out.
You've been listening to Footprints.
On August 11, 2015, the 43rd World Skills Competition opened in the Brazilian city of Sao Paulo. This was the third time China has sent a delegation to take part in the competition. In the previous two events, the Chinese delegations had not won gold in any vocational skill field. In welding, the best result China had ever achieved was a silver medal. As a result, great expectations were put on Zhen Zhengchao. Many hoped he would win China his first gold medal in welding at the competition. Zhen excitedly strolled into the opening ceremony full of hope. One day later, he would use his welding skills to demonstrate hits and China's welding prowess on the world stage. The excitement he felt at the opening ceremony soon dissipated. He quickly turned his focus to the difficult competition ahead.
The contestant from South Korea was a strong competitor to China. Welders from South Korea had won the gold medal at several previous world skills competitions. Both my support team and I felt great pressure. At the time, my tutor told me not to think too much and just relax. He advised me to focus on demonstrating my best skills at the competition instead of winning the gold medal.
To some extent, how a country performs at the World Skills Competition reflects its overall economic prowess and the level of vocational skills of its workforce. As a result, the biennial competition is given great importance by both developed and many developing countries, especially those with strong manufacturing industries. Before the Sao Paulo competition, Zhen had participated in many domestic welding contests and enjoyed good results. He was an experienced welder and welding contestant, but his experience still could not guarantee success at the competition. According to requirements laid out by organizers of the World Skills Competition, all welding contestants must use the tools and materials provided by the organizers. Only 4 hours were given to each contestant to familiarize themselves with the equipment. This proved to be a big challenge for Zhen.
We had to spend more than an hour figuring out how to use the various equipment and tools provided by them, such as the welding machine. Then we only had about 2 hours to test the equipment, such as fine-tuning the parameters. We couldn't finish other kinds of fine-tuning due to a shortage of time. Moreover, the interface between the welding machine and the welding gun was different from what we had been familiar with at home, and the solid welding wire for gas-shielded welding was also different from what we usually used in our country.
Furthermore, the stickiness of the melted Chinese version welding materials with which Zen usually worked was low. But in Brazil, competition organizers provided the welders with European version welding materials, which have a high degree of stickiness after being melted by the welding machine. What's worse, Zen faced a natural weakness. He's just 1.64 meters high, or 5 feet 4 inches.
Welding contestants from Europe and the Americas are taller and stronger than me. Being tall is an advantage. For example, when you weld a vertical tube, you must finish it from one end to another with no pause. If you are short, it's difficult to weld the upper end of the tube when standing on the ground. My tutor carried a ladder for me. I had to stand on the ladder to weld the upper end of the tube.
Some welding experts compare welding as embroidering with flame, a process involving skill, patience, and sometimes danger. Like a good embroiderer, an outstanding welder must pay attention to the finite details and skillfully finish an assigned welding work. The judges in Sao Paulo required contestants to finish four kinds of welding works. They took x-rays of the welded seams to determine durability and whether there were any defects.
In this international competition, judges set very high standards for the interior of the welded seams. You can get a full score only if there isn't a single defect in the welded seams. If they found just one blowhole, then your score would be slashed by almost 30%.
Zen's first welding work earned him a 3B evaluation, which was a huge blow to him.
I instantly felt hopeless after I got this result. I should not have made such mistakes. During my training, I usually got 2A plus a B evaluation, so I underperformed.
The pressure on him became greater as the possibility to win the gold medal had sharply decreased following his errors in his first welding work. For the next three welding works, Zen had no room for errors. It was Zen's superb ability to remain calm that helped him, his tutor Liu Jingfeng explains.
Zen has very calm mind. He has the nickname Small Steel Cannon. His mind and hands were steady amid great pressure. He can stay cool-headed no matter how serious the problem is.
The nickname Small Steel Cannon indicates that one is as strong as steel and as powerful as a cannon, even though they may look small or short. On the second day of the Sao Paulo competition, Zen began working on a steel pressure vessel. When he was making the vessel, Zen had to weld dozens of small parts together. After he finished, the judges filled the vessel with water and increased the pressure inside to see whether it could hold. When they began to evaluate his work, Zen and his support staff were so nervous that they dared not see the process in person.
The evaluators filled the vessel with 70 liters of water. If there was no leak and the welded seam looked smooth and orderly, it would get full points. For this welding work, I got the highest score of all the welding contestants. Everyone applauded. I was very happy.
Zen's superb performance drew attention from many international welding experts.
On the third and fourth day of the competition, welding experts from other countries often came to my workshop to observe how I did the welding work. Through me, they got to know that the welding techniques of China were awesome. They wanted to take a closer look.
Zen finally won the gold medal in welding, the first owned by a Chinese welder at the World Skills Competition. The hard-won medal made Zen ecstatic.
I remember there were a lot of people in the lobby of the hotel we were staying. I received the news that I came top in the welding competition. Overjoyed, the two members of my support team and I hugged one another and cried.
Following his win, Zeng continued to work on the front line, taking part in various domestic and foreign engineering projects. His former tutor, Liu Jingfeng, says the world champion in welding never rests on his laurels.
As he was China's first gold medalist in welding, authorities have given him great honors. I've observed how these achievements and honors have affected him. He has become more confident, but shows no sign of conceit.
Zen has received a wide range of honors bestowed by Chinese authorities, including titles of National Outstanding Worker and Model Worker of Sichuan Province. Now let's take another break. When we come back, we will take a look at how another talented welder has been contributing to the development of China's iconic high-speed railway. Stay tuned.
You've been listening to Footprints.
Li Wanjing was born in 1968 and is a master of high-speed train welding at Changchun Railway Vehicles Company under CRRC, China Railway Rolling Stock Corporation. The state-owned train manufacturer based in northeast Jilin Province is one of the world's leading railway providers. It builds bullet trains and multiple electric units, as well as railway cars. The undercarriages Li and his colleagues weld are crucial to the train's speed, stability, and safety. Li explains the importance of welding for the safety of China's high-speed trains.
These are the bogies for the high-speed trains. The bogies are a key component of high-speed trains. The Fuxing high-speed train runs at 350 kilometers an hour. For each of its bogies, there are about 1,000 welded seams. For the safety of the train and its passengers, no single defect in the welding is allowed.
China's high-speed railway network had a total track length of nearly 38,000 kilometers by the end of 2020, ranking top in the world. The Fuxing bullet trains are the country's most advanced and fastest trains running on the track. Li began his association with welding in 1987 when he joined CRRC Changchun Railway Vehicles Company and was sent to a welding workshop, which he hated at first. Welders had to wear heavy clothes and carry welding guns that shoot out hot flames. Every time he left the workshop, he was covered in sweat. Less than 1 year into the job, many of Li's fellow apprentice welders quit. Li himself was also thinking about giving up, but his father stopped him.
My father's name is Li Shizhong. He was among the first batch of workers at Changchun Railway Vehicles Company. When I told him I wanted to quit, he replied that you have not a good education. You just graduated from a vocational school. Your future is to be a skilled worker. Even if you change to another occupation, you will not succeed if you don't master the skills.
His father's words convinced him. Li began to work harder on welding. With the guidance of experienced welders, Li gradually realized the importance of his job, a key to manufacturing trains and ensuring their safety. He made up his mind to become a skilled worker. He practiced hard and constantly looked for ways to improve his welding skills. He also started to win skill competitions after his second year at the company.
Later, I found that being a good skilled worker means you can invent and master advanced techniques. With good skills, you will find the job is not so tedious. Moreover, good skills can earn you more money and get honors from the state. I had a change of heart from being reluctant to being passionate about my work.
Now, after more than 30 years of experience, Li has become an expert who welds steel perfectly and has participated in many key welding missions for high-speed trains running at home and abroad. He has solved several issues in train manufacturing and obtained a reputation as the high-speed train welding master. Drawing from his rich experience in welding, Lee set up more than 20 guidelines and standards for the welding of high-speed train bogies and solved more than 100 technological problems. He has also contributed to cultivating younger generations of welders. More than 400 welders that Lee has trained have gone on to successfully obtain international certificates in welding. Lee wrote his own textbook on carbon dioxide arc welding technological skills, which is easy for students to understand. Dong Zeming is one of the many welders that Lee has coached. Dong speaks highly of his mentor's work ethic.
Welding is a tough job. We must wear long-sleeved shirts even in the hot summer. Our faces become dark after long hours of welding, and our workwear are very dirty. I remember that many of my fellow welding classmates gave up welding after trying it for a short time. It was too tough for them. But Mr. Lee told me to love what I do. He said to me, "If you can't bear such mild hardship, you will not succeed in any occupation." He asked me to stick to my job. You will finally see the results of your persistence.
With that, we conclude this edition of Footprints. For our program producer, Ingxiu Qi, I'm Lai Ming. See you next time. Bye for now.